Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started. And today, can I please have some news, music, or something? Because we're going to talk about trending real estate news headlines.
We have quite a few trending current real estate headlines. What is going on in the real estate world? If you're curious about that, then you've definitely come to the right episode. And we're going to just share. They're all national headlines. We're going to kind of give a local perspective and share what we've been seeing as real estate professionals. And so whether you're someone who is currently in the market, you're wanting to buy, sell, or invest in real estate, or if you're an agent who's in the profession, regardless of who you are, there's going to be something for everyone today, and you're definitely going to want to listen in.
And we hear this like every day, if not every week, being a realtor ourselves. Hey, Spence, what's going on in today's market?
Yeah.
And these headlines might clarify what's going on in today's market.
Absolutely.
So make sure you're paying attention, but also this is national news, guys. So, but we also do want to relate it to a local perspective because we're out here, we're based in Salem, Oregon. We work and do the whole Mid-Willamette Valley, whether you're buying or selling. And if that's you and you have any questions about your home value, please let us know. We're happy to help you and give you a great value for your property because it's certainly worth it being in a terrific seller's market we are in right now.
All right, so the first headline, I thought that this one was interesting. So during the pandemic, the number one complaint from home buyers was that they are getting beaten out writing multiple offers. Mm-hmm. But now what we're hearing isn't that getting outbid is the number one complaint. This is according to a national survey that's been done. So now the new number one complaint has gone from being outbid to not being able to find an affordable home. So being outbid, that's moved to number two. So it's still a complaint, but it's not number one, which I found interesting. So it's moved down a little bit. And I think that kind of reflects exactly that is a national headline, but that reflects exactly what we're seeing here, where, you know, being outbid, yeah, that's definitely still a thing, but it's not quite as much of a thing as it was. And now it's become a little bit more about, wow, how do you find an affordable home? Everything is so expensive.
So,
what do you think?
So expensive.
Yeah.
And you're right there. And we're seeing this. I'm seeing this more often right now, especially is homes. They are selling. There's no doubt about that. If you're a seller, your home, it's more than likely going to sell. The problem is you're going to get a home under contract, and buyers are becoming more aware of maybe another home that came on the market or how much they're actually paying for this home, and goes through the inspection period and then backing out due to the inspection period. They find something, and even if it's as little as a roof and the seller has already agreed to replace it, it's just giving them an opportunity to back out. And I don't know if it's the confidence as a buyer with the buying power or just fear of overpaying. Do you think it's a fear thing, Mariah?
Possibly. I mean, my opinion on that is I think buyers are definitely still the ones that are more so in the begging position, mm-hmm. if you will. Mm-hmm. But we are, you know, starting to see a little bit more deals fall through because of inspections.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that. The deals falling through during that inspection period and allowing a home that was active under contract, meaning an accepted offer was on it, becomes available for the open public to see once again and write another offer on.
Right. And that hurts you a lot as a seller. And I mean, back in 2021, it was very much like, if you just get a house, you're lucky. You get what you get. You don't ask for anything. If there's a leak in the roof, who cares? You got a house. Like, that's literally how it was. And things are definitely changing, but prices have not dropped at all, and I don't think they will. And we'll get to that, but that's kind of where we're at.
And there's that old saying that Mariah brought up a few shows back,
what?
Though, that old principal broker of ours that we sincerely love, Sue Kurtz at Berkshire Hathaway, she always made this a point. Well, You're going to, there's three reasons a home's going to sell. It's, or not sell, excuse me.
Three things that sell a home.
Yes. Location, uh-huh. price, condition.
Yep.
And so a lot of the times right now we're seeing the condition as a major factor of why it's not selling. So then ultimately you got to adjust that price unless the seller wants to fix that condition.
And I think we're seeing a lot of sellers just kind of getting greedy because they're seeing, like, they're hearing stories of their neighbor's home or their friend's home that sold so much over asking. And so they're thinking, well, I need to just shoot for the moon and start my home extremely over, you know, unrealistically priced. And so we're seeing a lot of that.
Yeah.
I don't
know. I don't
think
like
that's
the best.
That's not
ways.
The good way to do. Sometimes they still sell because we are still, you know, it is still low inventory. So don't get me wrong. That sometimes works, but not sometimes it does hurt.
You know, I've been, I don't know if houses work this way, but I've been to a lot of auctions, you know, dinner auctions and stuff where you'll have something and the auctioneer will say, okay, let's start it at $1,000, $1,000. And nobody bids. So he says, okay, let's back it down. Can we get somebody starting at $400? So he gets a $400 bid. And the next thing you know, the bidding takes it up where it sells for $1,500, $1,600.
Exactly.
But nobody wanted to start at $1,000.
Right.
And I wonder if houses can sell that way. So you have a house and you're not necessarily selling it for the premium price here, but you're coming at a little lower price. And then people go, oh, you know what? I could get in there. And then several other people say, well, I can get in. And the next thing you know, you've got five, six people that are all bidding against each other and they get kind of a fever and things get up there. Does that happen in real estate?
Yes. And I prefer that strategy personally right now, especially because ultimately inventory is so low. There's really so many homes a buyer to select out of. And if they want to hold off, they're holding off no matter what. But if they need a home and want to be in a home, then yeah, I always say, what's our competition firstly? Where are we looking and what are we basing our price off of? Usually it's that neighbor right across the road that maybe sold last month or is under escrow right now under contract and you're a comparable home for them. And so I say, we want to compete with them because if we're over that price, that's just showing we're a little greedy. And we already have a known fact that that's our trial point. That home was the trial. And so I agree with that statement you just made. Really good comparison, Warren, is that auction yard. Yeah, you started high first. There was no bids.
Right.
And then you start down at 400. What do you know? People start bouncing back and forth off each other. There's a reason these things exist, and there's a reason that strategy actually works. And in a market like this, I usually suggest using that strategy because that's where we've had the most success. That's where we've allowed our sellers to make the most money in these transactions. And I always say it's a time to put coin in your pocket. There's no better time than now as a seller. If you're planning to sell even within a year from now, it starts right now because the projections still say prices are going to increase over the year of 2022.
Right.
Now, that
maybe
doesn't mean you start there.
Yeah.
You don't start at that projected price as a seller because like you and I, we just agreed, you're going to get overlooked and your home's going to sit and you'll have to do a price reduction even hurting you further. So that's a great point.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell you what, let's take a quick break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And we're going to continue our conversation about trending real estate news headlines.
Another headline is this. Renters fear that they will never be able to buy a house at this time.
Do you think that's because of the prices right now?
I think it's because of a couple things. I think it's one, because of the prices and how high they've gotten, but also because of so many of these predictions going out there saying that prices are going to continue to rise. And pretty much, I don't know about you, but everything I'm hearing right now is that prices are going to continue to rise. They're just not going to rise as rapidly. And that prices are going to continue to go up in, you know, 2022, 2023. We're definitely not going to see this like massive surge of, you know, home prices going up like they did in 2020 and 2021. So it's going to be a little more stable, boring market, which is really good. We need that, a little bit more of a healthy real estate market. But that, because they keep hearing that prices are going to keep going up. And of course, you know, no one knows what's going to happen, but that's really what we all keep hearing, that I think that that's one of the main reasons. They're like, well, if prices are already this much and they keep going up, when am I ever going to buy?
That's a great question.
Do you have any word of advice to someone who might be in that position, who might be thinking that? Because I'm sure there's a lot of buyers. I know I've heard that remark from people out there before, and I don't think it's true that it means that you're never going to be able to buy. Maybe it'll take a little bit longer to save for a down payment because your down payment's going to be a little heftier. What do you have to say to someone that might be thinking that?
I love the idea of investing in something. Okay, it doesn't have to be that $500,000, $400,000 home. It could literally be a manufactured home in a park, because that old statistic saying that manufactured homes only depreciate has been proven to be false.
So not true. Okay. Ever since I got into the business in 2015, and maybe it was true at some point, but ever since then, at least, I can say for a fact that is not true. They've gone up so much, and I'm sure it has to do with the how homes just appreciating in general and the lack of inventory. But yeah, keep going. That's good.
Right. So what I was saying is, I always believe in investing in something. Maybe that's a soil, bare land, piece of dirt, whatever. And it could even be as little as a quarter of an acre or even under, whatever it's zoned to be, because you can always hold that.
Wouldn't you say, though, even just like, say your budget is like very, very, very small, mm-hmm. and you can only get like the very, the lowest price that you could find something, that's your budget, wouldn't you say to just go ahead and buy that, even if it's not, where you are wanting to live?
Of course.
So that you can start, having that built-in piggy bank and building that equity and sheltering that income and have something to go off of?
Of course, because if you were to do that today, say you go through the pre-approval process, you're renting right now, you're only pre-approved for $50,000 to $100,000. Uh-huh. Well, that makes you in that category, most likely in a manufactured home, without, you don't own the land underneath it, so you're in a park. Well, I would say that surely beats the current situation you're in
renting.
Right now.
Absolutely.
Because remember that statistic we just told you about. I don't even think we gave a real figure.
Yeah.
But there's been headlines and statistics saying this real estate market is projected to increase 8% to 16% over the year 2022 through 2023.
So does that include the inflation that we're now talking about? Because a lot of those statistics that I heard actually were pre us talking about the inflation. So it could even be more than that, right?
It definitely could be more than that. And that's where I think, even reverting back to one of our first episodes in 2020, we were going over real estate predictions.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said it kind of from the beginning. Guys, buckle up. I think this is somewhat of our new normal. Currency may change, whatever you want to call it. There's a lot of global factors happening right now. And one thing can shift and we just fall down. Yeah. Okay, economically.
We really don't know.
Okay, nobody actually knows. Experts don't actually know. But what we can tell you based off the Feds and what they are projecting and allowing to give, and they're not even buying bonds anymore or something. Mm. So they're closing down. So what I'm saying is, you're better off to buy something now, because what we're saying, over the next year, 2 years even, you can always resell it. Maybe you make $5,000.
Right.
Maybe you make $10,000.
And regardless, you're building equity.
That's what I'm saying.
Regardless of what happens with prices, you're putting, money into that piggy bank. But also something to say to, because I have heard buyers or would-be buyers, people who are current homeowners that are, own a home right now in that first-time buyer range that are, own like a 1,000-square-foot home. I've heard people in that category say things like, we'll never be able to move up, or we'll never be able to buy a little bit bigger of a home. We'll be stuck here, forever at this rate with how home prices are going. But I just have to say to someone who's thinking that, who's in that position, but your home is also increasing. Think of all the equity that you're gaining in your home. Your home's probably gone up so much more in value than you ever thought it would. And so, yeah, maybe home prices have gone up so much, but you also, your home has also increased so much in value. So that's going to help you get to where you want to go, if that makes sense.
Right. And if you kind of don't believe that philosophy or what we're even talking about now, let's look at the car you're driving. Seriously, the car industry is insane. This used car you've been driving for years, and you're able to resell it for just the amount you bought it for, if not more, putting 100,000 miles on it. That is unheard of, guys. Yeah,
it's a crazy world we're living in right we're in some crazy times.
So
okay, so we've only gotten through two. We have quite a bit more. So let's move on to the next headline today. That is okay, this is interesting. Almost 18 million homes nationally are considered to be equity rich right now. That's pretty crazy. That's a lot of equity-rich homes.
Let's all laugh about that. Ha, ha, ha.
I think it's pretty hard to not have home equity right now in this market. But one thing that we're seeing, one reason, I think, for the lack of inventory is the sellers, even though they have all this equity, they're not wanting to sell their home. They're wanting to pull that money out. Like, hey, let's take $100,000 out and, you know, remodel our home so we have our dream kitchen, or refinance our home because interest rates are low. So I think we're seeing a lot of people taking advantage of that equity, but not in the way of selling their home.
Yeah, no, and you're right about that. There's been a ton of sellers that, you know, everybody loves their home. There's a reason we call our home our home. It's our sanctuary. We come back and forth from it every day from work. And I mean, our kids grow up there.
And
we've lived there for 20, 30 years.
Kind of a hassle unless you really want to. I mean, that's one of the beautiful things about home equity, though, and about owning, is that in the future you have that ability to have equity and take it out and, you know, do what you want with your home.
And back to that renter comment, though. Like, why would I buy a home versus not buying a home right now and continue to be a renter?
Yeah.
You can buy a home, save that equity, refinance, buy another home with that equity you just have invested in your own property, and use no money out of pocket.
The opportunities are endless.
More opportunities.
It's just getting started. It's that first step, right?
Yeah, that's that first step. And if you're a renter, it's literally that first step. It's so scary.
It's unknown. It's scary. Unknown. And it's so much unknown also because I have buyers right now who are looking in the 500 and 600 range, and they're a little scared to pull the trigger because they're like, what if the market crashes right after I buy this? And you know, we can't predict anything. There's always value in owning real estate, is all I have to say. And
all you have to do is look at the stock market. It'll crash you know, it'll bounce back up again.
Exactly. Yep. If you have to hold it, don't sell it, you know, wait a little bit, live there a little longer, but
absolutely. Hey, you're listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation about trending real estate news headlines.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3066. And let's continue our conversation today about trending real estate news headlines.
Our next headline is about remote working. So it is workers are moving to towns that are outside of larger cities, but within a commuting distance. And I know that is a national headline. I'm hearing from other agents that like that is happening pretty much all over, but I can definitely say that in our area, that's happening too. I think that's one reason why Salem has been such a crazy hot market, because it's been a hot spot for people who are wanting to move out of places like Portland are moving to Salem, or even places, larger cities in California are moving to Salem because it's more of a suburban-y town, but it's still not too small and it's still within commuting distance. And I would say even Turner, people are moving from Salem to Turner, which has driven up the prices in Turner. It is insane.
Turner doesn't seem like it's that far out of town.
It's not. Right outside of town.
Yeah. And a lot of people love it.
It's just blows my mind, though, how much it used to be a town where you could buy a house in and get like a little bit lower of a price than Salem. But now the prices are insane.
Well, I mean, I'm going to tell a story real quick. So the home I grew up in Turner, Oregon, was just listed and put back on the market. So my parents sold it probably 8 years ago, I'd say. And it was just listed and it sold. And my parents got rid of it for about, $285, I want to say?
Somewhere around there.
It just sold for $430.
Yeah. Wow.
$430.
Yeah.
8 years.
8 years.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to just sit, wait.
And so, I remember when they sold it, we were all like, oh my gosh, I can't believe
can't
believe
and the condition
is
still needed work done to it at $430,000. This is in Turner, Oregon. That's pretty amazing, I think.
Yeah.
And I was just on the phone with a relocation client coming from Idaho. She's relocating from that Amazon place of work to this new Amazon building here in Salem, which is an amazing facility. But I just want to air it out there, though. Mariah and I, we work with a ton of relocation clients. Yeah. I would consider us a relocation specialist in this area because we got systems and even the videography and stuff. So you don't even have to fly here to Oregon to necessarily make a purchase, which has been really convenient for a lot of our clients. And we've had lots of sales that the client hasn't even seen the home until it closes, which is pretty impressive.
And they're pretty much always happy. We haven't had a single client yet fly here without seeing the home, you know, and then get here and be disappointed. So, which is a good thing. We didn't, that would not be good if that happened. So, okay, moving on to our next headline. So this next one is just stabilization in home prices. And I, you know, we haven't really seen that yet. Like we keep saying, we've seen things cool off a little to where it's not like multiple offers, but prices have still gone up and, you know, we're still seeing them rise. Maybe not quite as rapidly, but I know I'm noticing them rising still. So.
Seriously, home prices are like so sneaky right now. They're so sneaky because
it's hard to list a home right now. How
it is
with how everything has changed so much.
I'm in a listing appointment and I'm talking with sellers all the time and they have their price, but then I come in with my price. And so I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out where people are getting their money from, firstly, to give you what you want. But then also I have to figure out what a good appraisal is and how this price is realistic and where you're getting it as a seller.
So do you find most people expect more on for their home than you are coming in with your estimates?
Right now, we're pretty close, honestly.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of the time, we're pretty close. And if not, I'm able to list it for probably $5,000 to $10,000 more than what they're expecting, which ultimately allows us to make it doable to sell their home and get the listing and get your home sold for a higher dollar amount than what you were being able to for sale by owner, which is always I guess appealing for that audience if you're for sale by owner and wanting to explore that route. We are winded down
to
the end
to
of the show. I do have a listing of the week. I told my seller and all of my sellers when we bring up new listings that your listings are on air and it's broadcasted at 1430 KYKN and also on all of our YouTube channels. And if that's not good enough, you have about 87 brokers I share it with every week on a Tuesday morning meeting. But this is a new one and I like it because it's in Turner, Oregon. It backs up to Mill Creek and it is a 3-bed, 3-bath home, just under 1500 square foot. The beauty of this is nobody is going to be built behind you because it backs up to the creek and all of Turner's in a flood zone. So if you're just saying, no, I don't want to live in a flood zone and you want to be in Turner, well, good luck. You're going to pay a few $100 a year in flood insurance. But this is a 3-bed, 3-bath, just under 1500 square foot home and is clean as can be. This gentleman bought it brand new, one owner home. And he is selling it. He's very sad, but he's going to California to see his family. And it'll be listed at $315,000.
Wow. All right.
$415,000. Excuse me. See the wow factor?
What a deal.
$415,000.
All right. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Join us next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. Now, you can contact them about that house or anything else by calling 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.